W4DJW pulling up the club announcements. W4DJW clear.
This is KN4VVY mobile monitoring.
KN4VVY, W4DJW, how are you doing?
Very good. Is this Dave?
Yes, it is. I still haven't got used to your new call. I had to look it up on QRZ. I like your picture on QRZ, your whisper spots. You got my call sign right in the middle of your page.
That was when I first tried out the whisper. Hold on. Excited because that was like my first, one of my first whisper deals, and I was on 5 watts, and like, wow, I hit Australia, that was cool. That was on a 40 meter delta loop, so yeah. And then I saw you there, and saw your setup, and was real jealous.
Well, I don't have any of that stuff anymore. I just got one whisper beacon running, and that's it. Just because that one was just all listen, no transmit. There was just too many sensitive receivers and splitters to be transmitting. And I got tired of going for years without transmitting. You know, a ham radio operator can only go so long without transmitting on HF.
Well, I just heard your, for the first time, I don't, the first time I heard it is the automated announcement. That was so cool. How long has that been running?
Excuse me, I think it's a little over a week, maybe 2 weeks old, that it's been out there. I need to update it, and there is a way that you can go put things that you want on the announcement on the web page. That's what I need to add, is how you do that. Well, I think I did add that. No, I need to put on there how you pull up the announcements, but I'm at 2 minutes, 9 seconds right now with that one, and I can only go to 3 minutes without having to do some more programming to make sure I don't time out the repeater at 3 minutes.
I see. Well, that's pretty cool. That is, man, that's like high-tech repeater. And I told somebody with me, I said, I think Dave programmed it to do that.
Yeah, we're opening up a lot of possibilities going to a software-defined repeater controller over a hardware-defined one. Hardware-defined one can do words, but it's got a very limited vocabulary in. You really have to jump through a lot of hoops to get it to say anything meaningful, whereas a software-defined one, it's super simple.
That is cool. So what brand, what repeater is the brand now, or the brand of the repeater?
So it's a home-built repeater. It's not. It's based on a lot of the same principles that they're basing on the new digital repeaters, right? The ones that cost $6,000 or $9,000 a piece. We're just not paying $6,000 or $9,000 for it. We've got a Raspberry Pi running Linux, and the software that is the repeater controller is called SVX Link, Sierra Victor X-ray Link. It was built in Sweden, and there's a lot of people that are using that for building their own repeaters. So you get better sensitivity on your receive, so you can receive from further out than with the regular, like the analog repeater that we've got up there now. Its receiver is okay, it works, but it's built for a really high level of RF environment, so it's not quite as sensitive as, like, for example, your mobile rig. And your mobile rig's more sensitive because it's out in the field. It has to be sensitive to hear things. So this is based on that. It's three Kenwood TMV71As, which a lot of people use that one for EchoLink and a lot of different reasons, a lot because you can communicate with it over serial connections. It's got data connectors. It's got all kinds of ways to communicate with hardware, with computer hardware. So you use that SVX link running on a Raspberry Pi and three VMT71As, TM71As, and it works really really good. We've had it up there for about 2 weeks during the holidays, and it ran perfectly. But we did have to make a couple trips up there to make a few minor tweaks. What we're doing now is making it so that we don't have to make a trip up there to make a minor tweak.
I see. Yeah, I'm talking on a TM733 now in mobile, KN4VVY.
W4DJW. One of the things that software will be able to do is have plugins for different modules. We have already built one plugin for like being able to control it without having to go up there to turn things on and off. But one of the other things that you'll be able to do when they're building talk groups similar to what digital radio has, and so that you can set up talk groups and talk to different talk groups at the same time all over the world, right? And they've already got a protocol that's really very high-performance protocol that doesn't take much bandwidth and has a really good quality of audio that they use to connect to each other. So they just have to do the same thing to be able to connect to other digital mobile radio repeaters. And that way you get that interoperability across all the different brands of digital mobile radio.
I can't comprehend it. So you said that all that's running on a Raspberry Pi, pretty much?
Yeah, and it doesn't require much. Like if you look at how much the Raspberry Pi is using, the total resources on the Pi, it's probably using 7% of its CPU. And, you know, those Raspberry Pis can have 4 gigabytes of RAM. It's probably using less than a couple hundred megabytes. So the Raspberry Pi is really more than you need for that software. And it does really good. It's got a Raspberry Pi hat that is an audio card. So instead of using like USB dongle audio, which causes USB noise, it has a hat that sits right on the GPIO pins, so it communicates directly with the Raspberry Pi instead of having to go through a USB bridge. And that really reduces the amount of work that the Pi has to do and the noise that you get from a really noisy USB bridge. All kinds of little things like that that we're learning over time while we're staying on the hardware-defined controller. And doing all those tweaks so that when we put this one out, we'll have already experienced a lot of those errors that we don't want you to have to experience.
Okay. Well, one other question about the Raspberry Pi. What is the base operating system you're running on it? Was that the one you were talking about from Sweet or from... Anyhow, what is the base operating system of the Raspberry Pi?
So it's built on Debian Linux, and the Raspberry Pi Foundation has their own version of Debian Linux. It's an ARM processor running Linux, and the flavor of Linux is Debian, and the version of Debian is called Raspbian. Same thing you get when you buy a Raspberry Pi and you go to their site and you download their operating system. It's the same operating system.
Debian, and that's kind of what I thought, a Linux base, and then the Raspbian, yeah. I'm in the planning stage of buying a Pi as a rig controller. And but I've got so many other projects, I keep saying, no, better not do it yet. Better not get these other projects finished before I start on that, because that's going to be quite a chore. Over.
Well, it sounds like you're not underestimating it, and that's a good thing, W4DJW, because you can underestimate it very easily, so overestimating it is good to set expectations. I thought I'd get in and out of this really quick. About a little over two years ago, I think it was in February 2 years ago, that Alex over in Clemson, K4BAN, asked me if I knew about him over the air. And I said, no, I don't know about him. So he sent me to a bunch of links, and I went and explored them and thought, this is too good to be true. A little single-board computer you can fit in your shirt pocket that runs a full-blown Linux operating system. And anything you can do in Linux, you can do on that little board. I said, no way. This can't be real. So I ordered me two or three of them, the W's, the half-size ones. And sure enough, you can write C programs on there. You can do scripting. You can do download. When I first started using Linux, you had to go out and hunt for applications and download them and compile them, and they wouldn't compile, and you had to get different libraries so you could link to it. None of that anymore. It's just sudo apt-get install and the name of the software that you want. And it says, I'm going to use up so much disk space, and you say, yeah, go ahead and do it, and it installs it, and then you can run that command. I mean, it's super simple compared to what it used to be. But still, there's so much you can do that you're right. Don't underestimate it. I've been doing it for 2.5 years now and loving every minute of it. Just started crunching numbers on Distributed Computing Group for Rosetta at Home because they've decided they're going to tackle sequencing the COVID-19 gene so that they can find a vaccine for it. So a buddy of mine reached out to me the other day and said, hey, we're crunching against COVID-19. Come help us. I have 2 Raspberry Pi 4s. They're doing nothing but crunching the COVID-19 genome, W4DJW.
Spectacular. I didn't know they were doing that. So a lot of computers are networked together all around the world crunching numbers.
Yeah, there's this. There's a lot of different software packages and teams. I'm on a team of guys that are doing it, and it's a team that we used to, back in the late 1990s, early 2000s, we used to crunch numbers as a team in a distributed computing group. We'd build racks of computers where you'd have like 6 motherboards all with their own CPU or multiple CPUs on each one of them. All they were motherboards. That wasn't like the housing and everything that goes with it. It was the motherboard, the memory, the CPU, and network connectivity to get your operating system so you could boot through the net. And there was racks of 6 and multiple racks. And we would crunch numbers like crazy for other things, like discovering the human genome or for like breaking the 509 encryption algorithm to see how many CPU hours it would take to do that, those kinds of things. And now this came up, COVID-19, it fits perfect, right? There's a lot of distributed computing competition among teams that are doing competition for the good of humanity. It's really fun.
I did not know that. That's phenomenal. You need your quantum computer there. Well, anyhow, Dave, I'm destinated. I got a bunch of groceries I got to get in before they melt. But it has been very interesting, as always, to get to talk to you and hear what's going on with everything in the computing world. W4DJW, this is KN4VVY. I'll be clear on your final 73s.
Okay, Alan. The pleasure was on my end. Always good talking to you, and I'll get used to that call. KN4VVY, W4DJW, clear.